Your body is changing and suddenly everything you used to do doesn't work the same anymore. For so many women, especially moving into menopause, it can feel like the rules quietly changed overnight and nobody handled the new playbook. And with the GLP-1 medications everywhere in the conversation now, there's more confusion than ever before about what actually supports a woman's body through all of this. Now, today's guest has spent over 20 years helping women cut through the noise, understand their changing bodies, and build real, livable strategies that actually work. If you've been feeling confused or frustrated with your own body, this is the conversation that you need. Now, my guest today is actually the expert woman navigating this need. Like, Juliana is a registered dietitian with a master's degree and more than 20 years of experience, and a mom who understands real life. She's been featured in Fortune, Prevention, Eating Well, and Real Simple, covering everything from supplementation to fiber to nutrition around GLP-1 medications. Her mission is to help women understand their changing bodies and build nutritional strategies that actually work in the real world, not just on paper. Juliana, welcome to the show. You're so welcome. Now, let's start with what so many women are constantly, you know, quietly experiencing, but they don't always understand. As a woman who, you know, moved towards and into menopause, so much shifts and everything that always worked before suddenly doesn't. Now, from your own 20 years of experience, what actually is happening in a woman's body during this transition?
Our bodies are beginning to age. At the age of 30, our bodies start to lose lean muscle mass. And by losing lean muscle mass, we're losing that factor that helps us to stay active and to, you know, control our weight. As we move on, our hormones start to change. You know, the estrogen goes down, the testosterone goes down, everything seems to go down on us.
Yeah.
And, you know, testosterone, believe it or not, is okay for women to take, and we
right.
should take it. Of course, we want to make sure that everyone gets their levels checked prior to taking anything or any interventions and things like that, because
right.
you don't always have to start all three at once. You know,
yes.
I started testosterone, and then I moved into estrogen when it was time for me to start taking that. And then
right.
you always are supposed to take estrogen with progesterone.
Right.
So, you know, that was my course.
And why do so many women like feel blindsided, like the rules changed and no one explained the new ones?
I just think it's lack of education. You know, I mean, there's not one person one woman I haven't talked to. And it, like you said in the beginning, you know, you're trying to work, you're 40, but you're trying to work like you're 20 still. And that just doesn't work anymore. You know, I mean, it would be nice, but it doesn't work anymore. So, you know, taking a look at what is it that we can do to support our 40, 50, 60 year old bodies
yeah.
so that we can stay healthy. You know, longevity is important, and to be strong and nutritionally adequate through those years is so important.
Yes. It really is. And you help women build strategies that actually work in real life. And I think that real life part matters so much. So without it being like about restriction or rules, like what does it look like to generally support your body nutritionally through this stage of life?
Well, it's not even just nutritionally. You know, there are a number of other things that, you know, we need to consider as we're going into menopause and helping with symptoms and, you know, obviously the one with the weight gain. The nutrition components is, you know, really making protein and fiber, you know, more important than ever. Hydration is also very important. You know, for protein's what's going to maintain our muscle mass and,
right.
and make sure that we have that muscle mass that's going to be metabolically active for us to, you know, keep burning calories and things like that.
Right.
And fiber obviously is important for a number of reasons, but it also helps to keep you full. So, you know, you can control your eating by eating more fiber. So with the protein, you know, I like to say, have protein with every meal and snack. You know,
right.
aim for about 20 to 30 with your meals, 5 to 10 or a little bit more with your snacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, try to do it through food. Some people think, you know, it's impossible, but really the needs for protein are 1.2 to 1.6 kilograms per body weight, which right. actually ends up being like between 68 and 90 grams a day if you're 150 pounds.
Right.
And, you know, to break that down even further, like say it's 60 grams. Mm-hmm. So you could have a Greek yogurt in the morning. That right. sometimes can be about 20, you know. Then you have, if you wanted to do a protein shake, those are usually around 30, depending on things like that. You know, then you right. have, if you have, say, chicken for lunch, a chicken breast, you're going to get 20 grams, roughly even more, depending on sizes there.
Yeah.
And then dinner, if you have, you know, a pork or a lean, you know, meat choice, still you're going to get around that 30 grams. So it doesn't have to be overwhelming when you really just think about how you can meet your protein needs and not always be, you know, drinking supplements or taking protein bars and all of that, because that also can, you know, not be the best situation either.
Right, exactly. Now, what do women most often misunderstand about nourishing themselves during menopause? And what is like the shift in thinking, you know, that tends to help them in the most?
Well, I think a lot of women, you know, are experiencing the weight gain. So they're trying to do whatever they can to prevent that, which yeah. sometimes leads to be skipping meals, not eating enough. And then, you know, they end up like trapped and like by the end of the day, if they haven't eaten enough, then they're binging or gorging because their body needs the calories still, whether they got it in the beginning or at the end, they're yeah. still going to need it. So I right. think that's a challenge, is that, you know, teaching the women that it's okay to eat, you know, you're eating for your body to be able to go through this whole traumatic, you know, transition.
Yeah.
And by not eating or not eating properly, you're really hindering, you know, your progress through it all and making things more difficult for yourself.
Right.
You know, I mean, the other things that are important is sleep. Sleep is so important. Now, again, I know that that's difficult for a lot of us at this period of time in our lives,
yeah.
but trying to focus on, you know, getting the 8 hours of sleep, you know, trying to make sure you're not like waking up in the morning. I mean, if you do wake up, you know, don't go for your phone, because that's
right.
not going to help you, you know, finding a way to, you know, have a relaxful time before you can go to bed. Again, I know yeah. all this stuff isn't all that feasible for a lot of us,
right.
but it's something to consider, you know, when you're thinking about what are the things you can do, you know, other than nutrition, it's, you know, sleep, it's
yeah.
increasing your physical activity, especially resistance training. I mean, there's really no other option except for to start building the muscles to be able to maintain that and help to prevent weight gain.
Right. I love that. Now, GLP-1, you know, medications are absolutely everywhere right now, and there are a lot of confusion. So let's like bring some of that, you know, clarity. Like, you work with women on nutrition alongside with GLP-1 medications without giving medical advice. Help us understand the landscape. Like, what do these medications do, and why does nutrition matter so much for someone on them?
Well, nutrition is so important on this, you know, and I was actually thinking about that today in terms of, you know, what are the nutrition requirements or needs for someone on a GLP or someone going through menopause. And they're actually very similar. You know, like I said, their protein, their fiber, their hydration, their resistance training. You know, so they're very similar. However,
yeah.
if you add the GLP on top of, you know, the current situation,
right.
and you don't, you know, protect your lean muscle mass and you don't eat your protein on all of that, you're kind of setting yourself up for failure.
Right.
You know, down the road.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, not to mention, you know, if somebody wants to go off the GLPs and they haven't got the appropriate, you know, transition plan and nutrition interventions and, you know, physical activity plan, then they're going to regain the weight and then be back to the beginning as well.
Exactly. Exactly. What are the biggest things that women should understand and bring to their own healthcare provider?
I mean, I think they should bring their concerns to the doctor, their symptoms,
yeah.
you know. It's also important to talk about any family history of, you know, early menopause or breast cancer. Blood clots even can be something that could be a concern for some people.
Yeah.
And you know what, I think that what's important is if the doctor is not giving them the right information, then go find somebody else.
Exactly.
You know?
Yep.
Because the doctors sometimes, you know, are not, they don't have time, honestly, you know, mm-hmm. to do the education on a lot of these topics. So they, you know, sometimes give misinformation, or they just, you know, they don't answer the questions, and women are left feeling more frustrated and feeling like, you know, oh, I'm just making another big deal about something else.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's too bad, because this is something that, you know, we should all be able to support each other and give each other the information we need to, you know, be able to succeed through this transition.
Well, I agree with you. And I, you know, I think that was a very good point that you just made, because a lot of times, you know, you'll go to certain doctors, but they're not really trained in that area. You know, and so they only see it through a certain triangle. And,
right.
you know, so when they, if they try to treat somebody, you know, they're not treating them properly, and it's not going to give them the benefits that they really are looking to achieve, you know, and instead of trying to take it on, they should refer them out to somebody who understands about women, who understands about maybe hormones and nutrition, and understands about GLP-1s, and, you know, and someone that, you know, a person feels comfortable with. And, you know, it's okay to get that second or third opinion. You know, I've done that. You know, I've been with doctors and I'm like, no, that's not right. You know, that doesn't sound right to me, you know, and I went somewhere else and they just shook their heads like, I can't believe they told you that, you know. And so it's okay to get that second and third opinion, you know, if you, and I think also another thing is that women sometimes feel embarrassed for, you know, for whatever reason. You know, and they shouldn't, because every woman goes through it at some point in their life. But a lot of women feel a little bit embarrassed talking about it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and that's because it's still somewhat of a new topic to talk about, you know,
yeah.
And I think that's even more important, to be able to get the information out and get it out correctly and adequately, so that people are getting the right information and not, you know, going through the back door of somewhere to get their hormones and then, you know, making the situation worse, doing it that way.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Now, for the listeners out there, if your changing body has left you feeling confused or frustrated, I hope this conversation is the clarity and reassurance that you've been looking for. Follow The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi right now. Every week, we bring you the experts who help you understand your body, care for yourself, and feel the best at every stage of life. Now, I love that your whole approach is about understanding and supporting the body, not fighting it. And I think women really need to hear this. Like, so much of the messaging women get about food and their bodies is about restriction, guilt, and like control. Like, how is your approach different than others?
First of all, I like to just, you know, let's just realize that we're all human.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, women get a lot of pressure, you know, like you mentioned, you know, they feel guilty for a lot of things. And I think to make us and make women realize that we're human, you know, and it's okay if we don't get it perfect every single time. You know, it's not about being perfect, which a lot of women want to feel like.
Yeah.
It's about, you know, it's about consistency. It's about being kind to yourself, knowing that not every day is going to be perfect. But if you've gotten the tools and, you know, you can, you know, you have the power to be able to succeed. And so I don't look at restrictions. I think that that's, you know, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's exciting now. You can eat protein, you can eat fiber, you know, hydration is huge out there, you know.
Yeah.
Again, it's just making sure that you're doing it properly and you're getting enough of it. You know, that's the thing. It's not about dieting right now, and especially during these time frames. It's adequately preparing your body, you know, for really the rest of your life.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, what does it look like to work with your body instead of against it? Like, and how, you know, because I think a lot of women, you know, sometimes they get into these points where they don't know, you know, what the right choices are. And instead of working with their body and understanding what the signs that their body's trying to give them, they're doing the complete opposite, and they're actually working against themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think one of the big things is, you know, if you're, you know, if you're at the gym, you know, you can see, you know, your muscles developing, which is important. You know, keep in mind, muscles weigh more than fat. So, you know, looking at the scale is always the best guide, especially on the GLPs, because, you know, you're losing the lean muscle mass and, you know, the number is going to go down, but that's not really what you want to be able to, you know, support yourself through this.
And how do you build like a relationship with food that feels actually supportive rather than punishing?
I think, I mean, I like to look at food as an exciting part of the day. You know, breakfast, what's going to excite me today? Yeah. You know, I'm not someone who eats yogurt every single day, you know, and I like variety and things like that. So I think looking at food, I don't want to make it as a reward because then you're putting another stigma towards food, you know, but
exactly.
I mean, embracing food as the one thing that's going to fuel your body and make you feel good and support you again for the rest of your life is the way that you should look at food. Not that it's bad. And, you know, there is no bad food out there if you really want to say that, you know.
Yeah.
So that's, I think food is just as, I mean, food is medicine really at certain points. So people should consider it that way.
I agree. And let's leave women with something empowering that they can actually hold on to. Like for women listening who feel like overwhelmed by all the conflicting information out there, where does, you know, she even begin?
Well, I mean, I would think your physician's office or your primary care office. And then from there, looking and maybe some friends, if they've gone through it, you know, check with referrals and things like that. I mean, you can always Google, but I get a little worried about Googling because you don't always know the credentials of people you're looking into. I mean, if you're looking for a nutritionist, you really want somebody who is a registered dietitian because they have gone through the proper training. Anybody can call themselves a nutritionist and they don't have the same education and training that a registered dietitian does have.
I agree. And sometimes it frustrates me because I see a lot of people going onto Google and using Google as their own doctor, you know, and, you know, it's so misleading. And, you know, there's been stories where people have gotten sick or even died from listening to Google, you know, and
exactly.
And,
right.
You know, it's really, you know, it's really important that someone finds an actual professional who's a professional in that area instead of just relying on Google for the answers. When it comes to your health and it comes to medical, I don't think we should play around. And I see a lot of that right now. You know, they think that Google knows everything.
Yes, I completely agree with that.
You know, what are the guiding principles, you know, the mindset and the first steps that help a woman start understanding and supporting her own change in body in a way that actually fits into a busy real life?
I think, you know, again, I think women need to realize that this is a part of being a woman.
Yeah.
Just like when you ended up getting, you know, your period for this first time, this is kind of the end to that whole cycle. And I think looking at, I mean, as a new chapter in life, not something that is, you know, a bad thing or, you know, a negative thing, you know, there's so much positivity that can come out of it, you know, and you have a new option, an opportunity to do that with. So giving that for them to think of it in a positive way versus, you know, the gnomon of, oh, this is, you know, bad to go through this. I think is the way that women should think of it. Again, you know, I mean, acknowledging that they're going to have symptoms, you know, there are maybe a few who can slide through without having very many symptoms, but you are going to have symptoms and to realize that and acknowledge it. And if it doesn't feel right, to seek help. You know, I think that's the way that women should try to start the process and how to move through it and move through it, you know, with purpose and meaning.
Right. Exactly. Now, you spent over 20 years helping women understand their bodies that so often feel confusing or frustrating to them. So what do you most want to every woman listening to understand about her change in body, about her nourishing herself and about, you know, what becomes possible when she finally has the right information and support?
I've already said this, but I want women to be kind to themselves. I want women to realize that, you know, this is something that you're going through. And if it's bothering you, to get help, to seek the appropriate, medical professions that you can to get the right information and not follow, you know, Google or things like that. Again, remember that you're not going to do everything perfect, but, you know, and to forgive yourself and know that, you know, it will get better. And then actually, you know, the evidence shows, or they suggest, after you've actually gone through menopause, things do quiet down a little bit. And it's not as crazy as it is as you're going through it. So there is kind of a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel, if you want to say. But, you know, it's still challenging to get there.
It's very true. It's very true. Now, can you tell us some of the services that you provide?
I do telehealth right now. I'm in New Jersey, but I do telehealth for private counseling. I can do group training as well. I do work with the media, and I am working with brand partnerships to help support their brands and get it out to the public and help them, you know, market their products.
I love that. And where can people actually find you?
Right now, my website is primewomennutrition.com. And there is a link on that that you can go in and, you know, schedule an appointment. Or if you're interested in brand partnership or any media features, there's also a link to that as well.
I love it. And can they find you on social media also?
Yes. They can find it at, you know, for Instagram, at primewomennutrition. And then through my website, they can also look at, my name, which is at Juliana Voca for Instagram.
I love it. I love it. Now, you know, from our conversation today, if you really wanted to emphasize on a couple of important factors that you want people to walk away with, what are some things you really want people to understand and to remember?
That's a really good question. And what I think, you know, I want women to remember is that really try to prioritize your protein, your fiber, your hydration, and the resistant training. If you really want to have some success throughout this, those are the four pillars that you need to, you know, make important to successfully kind of go through this process.
I love that. I love that. And, you know, for the listeners out there, it turns out that understanding your change in body isn't about, you know, more rules or more restrictions. It's about the right knowledge, the right support, and learning to work with your body instead of against it. And Juliana Voca has spent her entire career giving women exactly that. And today she helped us all better our understanding of what our bodies really need through menopause, through change, and through every season of life. And I just want to thank you so much for being on the show, and I would love for you to come back. I think, you know, there's so much misconception out there, and there's so many women that have so many questions that haven't been answered, and, you know, they want to learn, they want to understand, and I think they also should be directed in the right way, because a lot of times, you know, they don't know where to go, and sometimes they're misled, especially in, you know, today's market. We have, like, I think we talked about this before the show, you know, our supplement and vitamin and all these different things. It's a $1 billion business. And there are so many things on the shelves, and they're marketed, you know, in a way that's just, it's disgraceful. And, you know, and they say, well, you can pump your testosterone, you can do this with your estrogen, and, you know, how dangerous that can be, you know, even if it's natural supplements. Well, you know what? Yeah, natural supplements have been in medicine for over 5,000 plus years. You know, it's been around since, God knows how long. And, you know, these things, you know, you put these supplements in your body and you start elevating things, you know, you could be elevating the wrong things and you could cause more problems to your body. So it's so important, you know, to go to somebody, you know, that will actually support you like yourself and give them the right direction and be able to, you know, to take the right precaution and find out exactly what's going on. That way you could take care of them properly. And, you know, I feel like, you know, people shouldn't try to be their own doctors, and they shouldn't just try to, you know, buy things off the counter and think that it's going to help them, because you know what, they might be, you know, have a totally different issue that they don't even realize, or something might be stewing in their body that they didn't even realize that because sometimes you could have something in your body brewing for years and then all of a sudden it pops out. So, you know, I think, you know, someone should always, you know, think about before they buy something off the counter to go to somebody like you and to, you know, really, really get the right test done, to really talk to someone that's well educated like yourself and get the right help and be able to get, you know, be able to work with you. And because it's not going to happen overnight. You know, when you're working with hormones and you're working with nutrition, it's a process. It's a slow process, but you know, within 3 months you might see a little change, and then you might see a little more of a change in 6 months, and then you might start feeling a lot better in 9, you know, but it takes time. And, you know, and so I think what you're doing and the information you supplied today was so useful. Yeah. And I think people really, you know, need to just take a step back and not be their own doctor and really go to somebody like you and be able to get the right support. And because there's been such nightmares that they are in the news about people, you know, taking it in upon themselves to be their own doctor, and really bad things occurring because of that. So before we go, Juliana, can you just tell everybody your website again so they can come and visit you?
It's primewomennutrition.com.
I love it. And if this conversation has helped something and made sense to you, share it with a woman in your life who can use a little bit of clarity and support in their life. And I just want to say thank you once again for just being on the show, for sharing your advice and your knowledge. I hope you'll be back. There's so many different things we could tap into about perimenopause, menopause, GLP-1s, you know, and really get down to like the facts and the benefits of all these things and really shed some light to on nutrition. So I want to thank you so much for being on the show, and thank you so much for sharing your knowledge today. And I hope you'll be back soon.
Thank you very much. And I'd love to come back. So thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.